You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Earlier in this year, they released their track Filthy Bass featuring Coco Solid. They've since released their third single of all time, which is called Only Girl. It's dropped, I think, last week or the week before, and we're very, very lucky to have Takata Punani here on the line joining us from the Big T, Tamaki Makoto. Good morning to you, my friend. How are we?
What's up? How we doing? I feel great.
That's good. How is Tamaki Makoto treating you at the moment? Is it good? Is it chill?
Tamaki's pretty fab this morning, honestly. We've got so much going on at the moment that I'm like, I'm in flow state. I've got so many like things to go to. I'm like, yes, this is why I live up here.
Yeah, mean. Are you excited for the light rail opening?
So excited. Could not be more excited for the City Rail Link. I have been waiting 10 years.
Really? It's been that long?
Yeah, it's been that long. I'm going on opening day and I am riding that train.
Mean party train. You should do a show on the train. That'd be great.
I'm going to do a DJ set from the first to the last stop.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Last year you released your debut single Perfect 10 on your 18th birthday. Is there any significant event that's coinciding with the release of this new track, Only Girl?
I feel like the exciting event is like sort of the comeback of like a small hiatus. I feel like I haven't really been out playing shows or releasing music or saying or doing anything for like the past 3 months, probably since Splore. And, you know, coming back and like releasing a song that I've had in the vault for over a year now feels pretty significant to me. It's also just a significant time. This is like when I started recording music this time last year. So it's sort of like the 1 year anniversary of me like getting a residency and, you know, being able to create music.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's lovely. Yeah. That's so cool. Aside from making music, you're also heavily involved with the Tamaki Makoto ballroom scene, member of the House of Coven. What does it mean to be a member of that House of Coven? And how did you initially join it?
Well, being in Coven is like a privilege and an honor. It's the longest running ballroom house in Oceania and in Aotearoa.
Wow.
And I came about being in Coven about a year after I initially joined ballroom. And I had made friends with some of the members of the house, and the legendary mother, Mistress Supreme, came up to me one day at a ball in Tamaki and was like, "Do you want to be in the house? I've been waiting to ask you." And I was like, "Yeah, absolutely. I've been holding out for this." And so I joined, and the rest is history.
That's so beautiful. That's so sweet. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's awesome.
It's my whānau. I love them. Coven forever.
Are there any other ballroom houses up there?
Many. We've got the House of Emma, the House of Givenchy, the House of Dawn, the House of Aitu. In Pōnike, they have the House of Marama.
Wow. Is it like
it's lively and it's thriving?
That's so cool. Is there any? Is it sort of like a mafia situation where there's different families? We're a family, like competing, or is it pretty chill?
No, it's more of a chosen family situation.
Mm.
Houses were initially created in New York in the ballroom scene for kids and trans women specifically who didn't have places to go to and didn't have families to go home to. So they created these chosen families not only as a way to compete at balls, but just to come together as community and to come together as a group, you know, to find each other and to find a sense of community and belonging in a really scary world, which I feel like now more than ever is really important inside and outside of a ballroom context.
Mm. More fast and furious kind of family. We're family.
Yeah, not really fast.
No, I'm just being silly.
More like, let's go get KFC at 3 a.m.
I want to touch on the world sort of being a bit dark, because you mentioned in an interview on Queenie Control last year, I think, that it's hard to be a femme queen in Tamaki Makoto with the likes of Destiny's Church, you know, Man Up, and their violence towards the broader queer community, but especially towards trans folks. Has that made people in the queer spaces up there, you know, rally around one another?
Yeah, I actually have a great example of this, of when I was recently harassed at a bar for being trans, and it was the girls and the gays that came and defended me. And I think that violence against trans people and violence against queer people, especially trans women of color and Maori trans women, is on a rise, especially in Tamaki. And I think that it is important now more than ever that we defend each other and that we stand up for each other.
Mm.
I think that the world would be a better place if we stood up and listened to trans women, because they have such a unique experience and such a different grip on life that nobody really pays attention to. And I feel like if we all paid attention to that more, we would have a lot more insight into love and into creation and into, especially into music. Trans women make the best music. I will die on that hill. Like Jane Remover _ Ethel Kane. Girl, be for real.
100 gigs as well. That's in there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes.
Yeah. Sophie.
The Frost Children. Hello.
Yeah, Frost. Wait, are they trans?
Yeah, girl.
Oh, I love Frost Children. I've been in love with their music since
Petrus.
August last year. She does need to stop working with Max Martin, but I do agree with you there. The thing that's probably
Martin's great.
Isn't he a horrible guy? I think he's a horrible guy.
Oh, no, that's Dr. Luke.
Dr. Luke, that's right. Sorry. No, Dr. Luke. Yeah, okay. They're all the same. They're all the same names.
They're all the same.
The thing that just I think is good to keep in mind about transphobia is that it's all trying to distract you from you being exploited from an economic perspective. You know, everything is economic relations. That's what it all comes down to. And all that's othering is just a way to rob us blind, really, which is the really infuriating part. And I think we need to focus more on that.
Yeah, no, you're attacking like the 0.1% of the population to distract from the fact that you are spending taxpayer money on your like holiday homes.
Yeah,
like, and you should be so for real.
A la Jeffrey Epstein, you know, we've sort of had this whole thing going on. But anyway.
You can like fund war crimes, but you draw the line at me changing my gender marker.
I know. It's so stupid. But this new track is real fun. It's a song that's dedicated to the party people of K Road about having a great night out. What does a great night out look like for you? Can you spill some secrets on that? Or is that pretty Your eyes only.
Well, it's sort of like my ritual. I pretty much go partying every week. It's really bad. A great night starts from getting ready at about like 8 p.m. You know, you've got your little like pocket rocket of Fireball. Fireball is the key to a great night out. And then a great night out always ends after 4 a.m. I don't go home at 2. I'm home by like 8 a.m. You know?
Oof.
Like, that's the key to a great night out.
What are the haunts? What are the places to go to?
In Tamaki, I feel that any gig on at Whammy Bar is great. Any gig on within, like, the Whammy Bar precinct is the place to be. Clubbing in general, I would have to say GAY. I feel like they're in a really good spot with their music and their drag shows that they're putting on right now, and I think that everybody should go to GAY. I think that, honestly, underrated, Goblin.
Mm.
Goblin is a great spot in Ponsonby that I think that everybody should check out. They always have, like, some DJ will be, like, secretly playing a gig there. I've seen, like, Babyface Killer, Snake Legs. I've seen, like, Benny Salvador, Christopher L. Twinto just, like, casually playing there on, like, a Friday night, and it's so fab.
Mean.
They also have, like, a really cool disco ball.
Okay, this is great because I'm coming to Auckland for the first time basically ever in about 2 weeks' time, and so I can't wait to try out some of these spots. Goblin in particular, I've heard very good things about.
Goblin is incredible. No notes. 10 out of 10.
There's a signature line in this new track, Only Girl. In the club, I act like I'm the only girl. What does that mean? Can you unpack that for us?
Wow.
How do you act like you're the only girl in the club?
Well, I need you to just picture the, like, girl who has had probably 7 vodka Red Bulls, has pashed and dashed somebody, and is, like, holding on to the DJ table and shaking ass like her life depends on it. That's what being the only girl in the club looks like.
Mm.
It also looks like sitting and, like, snobbing everybody in, like, a cute little section or seating area. It also looks like sprinting to the dance floor when your favorite song plays. I did stop a conversation with someone recently at an event because I heard Half Queen playing the new Madonna song, and I was just like, I've got to go. And I sprinted and danced and returned to, like, continue this conversation.
Just knowing that you're that bitch sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, knowing that you're that bitch and getting that energy from the moment you show your ID to the moment you, like, stumble out and, like, tripping, falling over the stairs. Yeah.
I want to talk about a really funny skit moment on the song where you're in a club setting, you're talking to another party rat, and you ask if this other girl listens to Aphex Twin, but she's uncultured, she doesn't know it, and it's sort of like a little bit of a catfight there. How did that moment come together, and why do you use Aphex Twin in particular to distinguish yourself as a cultured member of society?
That is so funny. People keep telling me about that detail of that song, and I'm like, wow. I love
it. It's so good.
I'm like, I think that I used Aphex Twin for that part of the song specifically because at that moment in time, I was surrounding myself. Well, I had been, like, talking to, like, really douchey people, and they're like, oh, my top artist is Aphex Twin. My top artist is Boards of Canada. And I'm like, I feel like I have conversations with people at the club about, like, really niche artists, and they'll be like, oh, my top was Taylor Swift. And I was just like, do you know what? I'm going to write it like that. And so I did. I did indeed. Mm. And I think name dropping Aphex Twin and Taylor Swift in the same skit in the song is something that has never been done before.
Mm.
And I'm glad to be the first person to do it.
You're taking aim at all the, you know, all the autumn core girls and all the soft boys at once, you know.
I'm also, like, just taking a stab at, like, music, like, the snobbiness of music, like, of having that sort of taste in music in general, because I fucking love Aphex Twin. They're one of my biggest references. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that people are really douchey about Aphex Twin and his music, and people are also just really douchey about sort of IDM in general. So it was really funny to just sort of have a play on it in an ironic way.
Mm. It feels like in a similar way, the Radiohead fan base is about Radiohead. Could be said the same way about Aphex Twin fans.
You could literally say it about Radiohead fans, Deftones fans. Mm. You could say it about, like, Underscores fans, Jane Remover fans, people who listen to Playboi Carti, SD Kid.
Mm.
It really taps into every single corner of music culture. There is always going to be, like, an artist in some sort of pocket that people will be, like, really douchey about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's funny because they're always, like, the biggest of their time. It's really silly.
Literally.
But this track, Only Girl, it's the third single you've put out. Is there an EP or album on the way for 2026? Do you have a larger project to drop?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because my mixtape is finished. My mixtape is done now, finally. I'm trying to set a release date at the moment, so that's really fun. I've also got some really exciting collaborations coming out. I'm working on some really cool stuff with some other artists. One of the collaborations I can talk about is with one of my favorite artists ever, Ma.
Oh my God, really? I can't wait for this.
I have heard that song played so many times in Wellington, and I cannot wait for the file, and I cannot wait for everyone to hear it. It's me, Ma, and Mata TK.
Ooh, that's a tough lineup.
It's a tough lineup.
That's so tough.
You know, I'm very excited for everybody to hear it. I've also got a remix with another Tamaki duo, Boy Racer.
I love Boy Racer!
I've got a remix of God is the DJ that you may or may not hear soon.
Okay.
There's, like, multiple, like, sort of spheres that I'm tapping into, and there is a full body of work, maybe two, coming this year.
Wow. Well, I am going to keep my ear to the ground on these things. Thank you so much for spilling the tea on that and coming on for a chat about Only Girl. Do you have any final thoughts or remarks for our listeners out there?
Keep acting obnoxious in the club. Stream Halo by Tiffany Day, album of the year. Crank It, 6-7, La Boo Boo, Dubai Matcha. Thank you.
Amen to that. Thank you so much. That was Takata Punari talking about their latest track, Only Girl, which we're going to play for you right now. Then we'll have Kai Time. You're listening to the Adju Big Breakfast program with myself, Zach Hoffman. Kia ora, ka kite.
Smoking it up, all the girls on the floor who don't give a fuck, all the girls in the green room smoking it up. fuck. All the girls on the floor who don't give a fuck. Who don't give a fuck. All the girls on the floor who don't give a fuck.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.